Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol Daf Nun Hey. We're starting Nun Daf Nun Beis about 2 lines off the bottom with the word Tashma. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marz Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shabbos Shet Haven Aliyah. So we're right in the middle of discussion. The Mishnah had stated that if an animal has a hole up until the size of a coin, up until the size of an Isra Italki, it's not a treifa. And Rav Nachman had said that if the hole is precisely the size of an Isra Italki, it is a treifa. Now it seems to indicate that Rav Nachman holds ad v'loy ad bechlal. That when the Mishnah says ad up until, that means up until and not including. We'd already asked one question of Rav Nachman from a different Mishnah, where it seems to indicate that ad means ad ve'ad bechlal, and we pushed away that question, so now we ask another one, Tashma, as comes from a Mishnah of Maseches Kelim, whenever the Kli Cheres breaks, it can't be Mekabel Toma anymore. However, as the Mishnah tells us that we're going to see in a moment, if the broken pieces are able to hold a certain amount of liquid, then they could be Mekabel Toma. So the Mishnah states, Hadakin Shev Kli Cheres, the smallest of Kli Cheres, Hein them, v'karkroi seyan, and their bottom, v'defnei seyan, and their walls, meaning if they're broken, and we just have the bottom, or we just have a part of the wall of Kli Cheres, Yoshvin, Shalom Sumachin, if they're able to sit, meaning they're able to just lay there without having to be supported by anything else, Nun Hamad Alpha on top, Shi'uron, the sheer of liquid that this broken piece is able to hold, in order for us to say that it still has a use and therefore could be Mekabel Toma, is Bechtei Sichas Katon, is the amount to anoint the smallest limb of a one-day-old child that has to be able to hold this little amount of liquid, and that's Ad Loig up until the size of a Loig, which means the Kli had to have been the size of up until a Loig in order to say that this broken piece that we have that holds this amount of liquid of Kdei Sichas Katon, so it's able to be Mekabel Toma. Now, my Lav loig kilamata, wouldn't that tell us that if the kli that we were starting out with was a loig itself, that's how much it held, one loig, that's including this lamata, meaning it's just like a smaller kli, and that means ad ve'ad bechlal, says gemara loig, that's not so, loig kilamala. If the kli that we're starting out with actually was able to hold a loig, so then a broken piece from it would have to be able to hold more in order to be able to kabel toma, as we're about to see. The gemara continues asking from the continuation of this mishnah, tashma, was mishnah then say, mi loig ad saw, if the kli was anywhere from the size of a loig up until a saw and it broke into pieces, so berevias, that broken piece has to be able to hold a revias of liquid in order to be able to say that it's Mekabel Toma. Now, my lav saw kilamata does not tell us that if the kli that we're starting out with was actually the size of a saw, that's like below, meaning that's included in this discussion. So we see ad ve'ad bechlal. The Gemara says loy saw kilamala. If the kli that we're starting out with was the size of a saw, that's included in a larger shear, which we're going to see in just a moment as well. The Gemara is going to continue asking for the Mishnah. So the Gemara says tashma. The Mishnah continues saying misav atzosayim. If the kli was from a saw up until two saw, so then a broken piece would have to be bechatzi loig, be able to hold a half a loig in order to say that it still has a use and that it's tamei. Ma'alav sasam kilamata, doesn't that tell us that if the kli that we started out with was able to hold two saw, that's just like this shear that we mentioned, and that would again tell us ad ve'ad bechlal. Once again, the Gemara tells us loy, that's not so. Sasam kilamala, the kli was the size of two saw, it's like above, meaning something bigger than it. Ask the Gemara, how could we say this? But Tanya, we have a brass that tells us beferush loig kilamata, saw kilamata, sasayim kilamata. So it tells us very clearly what we were suggesting all along, that if the kli held a loig, that's like the smaller shear, and if it held a saw, that's like the smaller shear, and if it held two saw, it's like the smaller shear. So it's pretty obvious from here that ad means ad v'ad bechlal, not like Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers no. Hasam l'chumra. Over there, saying ad v'ad bechlal actually turns out to be a chumra, because when you say, let's just use the first example, that when the kli that we start out with is a loig, then that's included in the lower level in a smaller kli, so that means that a broken piece that comes from it has to hold only a very small amount of liquid in order to be Mekabel Toma, and that's Gong L'Chumra. So that's why we're saying Ad Ve'ad Bechlal. And that's actually the reason why Rav Nachman explains our Mishnah as Ad Ve'loyad Bechlal, because that turns out to be a Chumra as well. And where do we see this? Darmavo or Rav Yechanan, Kol Shir Chachamim Lahachmir. All Shirim L'Chum give, we're always going to explain them to the more Chumra side, like we just said in Rav Nachman. Chotz Miki Grish Al Ksamim Lahakel, except for the size of a gris by Ksamim, which we're makel with. That's to do with a woman who finds a blood stain, which is the size of a gris, a bean, and she's not so sure if it came from her and that'll make her tummy. Maybe it's from a chiles, from a louse, which got squashed there, and that's why there's blood this size. And we're makel in that situation that she's only going to be tummy if she finds the size of a gris, v'oid, a little bit more than the size of a gris. But if she found the amount of blood, which is exactly the size of a gris, so then she could be makel and say that really came from a machiles. That's the only case that we find by shirim of chamim that we are makel. And the kenami is medoyk like that, diktani Allah dahi, because it was taught on the first case. That's the case that we ended off the previous daf with, that had to do with a rope length coming out of a bed, and whether it's considered part of the bed in order to be Mekabel Toma with it. It tells us chamisha kilamala asara kilamata, the 5 is like above and 10 is like below, and that's l'chumra in both cases. We can explain the Mishnah. We had said nita hotchol, that if the spleen was removed, that's not a problem. So Amar Avir Mishmid Ravi tells us loshanu el nital, that's only if the spleen was completely removed. Aval nikav trefa, but if the spleen was still there but it got a puncture in it and it had a hole, so then it's a trefa. Now most of Yisbar Oven vitam Rav Yisbar Zvida, some say it's Rav Yisbar Oven, others say it's Rav Yisbar Zvida, who asked the following question. We have a brass that tells us chayt If a person reaches his hand into the animal that has a baby inside of it, and he cuts off part of the ober, part of that fetus, but then he leaves it inside, and then he shechts the mother, mutter b'chila, it's mutter to eat it after the mother is shechted, because since it was still in the body of the mother when the mother was shechted, it becomes mutter with that shechita. However, minat chel, minat klayos, aser b'chila. If he reaches into the animal's body, he does a surgical procedure, and he cuts off a piece of the spleen or of the kidneys, so then it's aser to eat it, even after the shechita of the animal, that's considered aver minachai. It's not included in the drasha of a pasuk. We're not going to get into that pasuk now. That's a discussion for a different gemara a little bit later on. The bottom line is that piece of the spleen that was cut off is aser to eat. Now, what's the diuk from here? Habehima gufa sharia, but that's mashma. The animal itself is permitted. So we see that even though the spleen wasn't fully removed, it just had a wound to it, that doesn't render the animal of a treifa. So more answers. Huadin dafliu behima nami asira. Actually, in this brass we just quoted, the animal would be aser to eat. It's just that ayde tana reisha mutar b'achila tana nami seifa aser b'achila. Since the reisha, the first case of the brisa, tells us that the piece itself that was cut off of the fetus inside the animal is permitted to eat, so that's why the end of the Mishnah, just reflecting that lashon, says that it's aser to eat, but it doesn't mean that only that piece is aser to eat. Really, it means the entire animal is aser to eat because it's treifa. Or v'ibaseim, alternatively, we can answer the nikav l'chod v'nechtach l'chod. A puncture wound is different than it being cut off. When part of the spleen is cut off, so that's different than when it actually has a hole. This puncture wound causes so much pain and illness to the animal that renders it a treifa, as opposed to just cutting it partially. That really does not make it a treifa because it's not as bad as a puncture wound. We continue discussing nitla klais. The Mishnah said that if the kidneys were removed, it's a kshera. So Amr Rachsh Bar Papa Mishmei Derav, he tells us that laksa bakulya achas, if it got a disease of some sort, even in just one kidney, treifa is a treifa, and for sure two kidneys. Now Amr Rava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, v'udim etay lakusa, donei obez on top, l'makim charetz, that's only if the disease reached the place of the charetz, which is basically the middle section of the kidney, and v'heich makim charetz, where is this makim charetz, l'chevara, the tusei masnei. It's to the white part that's underneath its loins. Masnei is like masnaim, that's loins, and it's understood as some sort of white matter that's underneath the loins that goes into the center of the kidney, so that's where the disease would have to reach in order to say that it's a treifa. Now we continue discussing these two members that we just had. Our Nechoni, he tells us, the Sheltenu Kula Trufai Marava, I asked all those that paskin regarding treifas in Eretz Yisrael, but really they told me, Helchzak Rachash Bar Papa, the halach is like Rachash Bar Papa regarding kidney, but the less Helchzak Rav Avira, the halach is not like Rav Avira regarding the spleen, meaning the spleen has a hole in it, it's not a treifa. However, Loi Amrin, this is only said, Ela Bekulshe, in the thin part of the spleen, Al Besoche, but in the thick part of it, treifa, then it is a treifa. The spleen is basically the same width all the way through, but the top part, where it's actually connected to the animal's body, is very thick, but then it thins down as it hangs down the side of the animal. So if it has a puncture wound in the thin side, it's not a treifa, but in the thick side, it is. Now, if even in the thick side, the puncture wound doesn't go all the way through, there's still a thickness of a dinner zav over there that it's not punctured, it's kosher. Now, remember, they said in Eretz Yisrael, kal paisel bereya, kosher bekulya, anything that's a psul in a lung is kosher in the kulya, in the kidney. And where do we see this? Shreinekev paisel bereya, v'kosher bekulya. A hole, a puncture wound, is a psul in the lung, but it's kosher in the kidney. And now here we try to add on, v'kol shekein, hecha de kosher bereya, kosher bekulya. For sure, that would tell us that something that's kosher in the lung is kosher in the kidney. However, on this, maskev av tanchuma, Rav Tanchuma asks as follows, u'kolalahu, is that really a klal? That can't be. Vari mugla de kosher bereya, u'pasul bekulya. If it has pus, that's actually kosher by the lung. We discussed this previously. That's a psul by a kidney, as we mentioned earlier as well. Whereas if the inside of either the lung or the kidney is filled with clear liquid, so that's kosher in both situations. So you're not able to say across the board anything that's kosher by a lung is for sure kosher by a kidney. That's not true, as we just saw clearly. Elam Rabashi, Rav Rashi said, you're right. Treifas kumadam sladadi. You're comparing treifas to each other. Ein amar treifas zu deim lezu. We don't say in regards to treifas that this is compared to that. And so if this is kosher, if that's treif, that's treif. Why is that? Shari chayt chamikan umesa chayt chamikan v'chaysa. You could cut it over here and it dies, and cut it over here and it lives. If you cut the simanim of the neck or even one of the sinews by the neck, that's going to cause it to die. But if you cut the entire shoulder area, it's not going to die necessarily, and therefore you can't compare treifas to each other. And we just clarify something we just mentioned. Maim zachem ksheirim loy amron. We didn't say if the inside of the kidney or the lung is full of this clear liquid that's kosher. Ela detzilei. That's only if it's clear. Aval achirei. But if it's dirty, treifa, then it's a treifa. And mechit zilei nami loy amron. Even if it's clear, they didn't say that it's kosher. El doloy sriach. That's only if it doesn't smell bad. Aval sriach. But if it smells bad, treifa, then it's a treifa. Another din hakol yishektina, a kidney that became very small, meaning shrunk. Bedaka. So if it's a small animal, ad kipol, up until the size of a bean. Begas, if it's a large animal, ad kanovabaininess, that's up until the size of an average size grape. Now, the next approximately two lines that are in parentheses are not originally part of the Gemara. They're found only in the Rush, quoting them from the Ga'inim. So we're going to skip it and go to the next Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah, Nitala Imshala. If the womb was taken out, so the Gemara just points out what this Lashon of aim is, that it's the womb. Tana, hi aim, hi tarpachas, hi shalfuches. These three words that we find throughout the Gemara. We already had shalfuches before, we just had aim now, and we're going to have tarpachas later. These three words are all referring to the same thing, the womb of the animal. We continue discussing that if the lung had shriveled, but that happened bidei shemayim, this because let's say there was a loud clap of thunder or something and that caused the lung to shrivel, that's fine, it's still kosher. Now, Tanur Bana, we have a brisa, izu charusa, what does it mean charusa? Kol shetzam kereshala, that's if its lung shriveled up. Bidei shemayim kshera, if this happened because of shemayim, that's kosher. Bidei adam trefa, but if it happened because of a person, let's say a person scared the animal, so then it's a trefa. Now, Rav Shimon Elazar, he says, af bidei kol abriyos, even any creation, for example, a lion or a bear or a wolf or something like that, that's the same thing if it caused the animal's lung to shrivel. Hey, by the way, that's a fun question. Rav Shimon Elazar, arisha kai ulukula, ayasefa kai ulchumra. Is Rav Shimon Elazar going on the resha and he's going lakula, that some other sound, let's say from a lion, caused the animal's lung to shrivel, that's just like shemayim, and then that's lakula, that it's kosher, or is it like the seifa, that it's more compared to a person, and then it'd be lachumra, that'd be a trefa. So tashma, we have a raya that tells us beferish, that Tanya, the brisa says, charusu bidei adam trefa, Rav Shimon Elazar aimer, af bidei kalabrias. So we see clearly, Rav Shimon Elazar is telling us, that bidei kalabrias, for example, another animal, if that caused charusa, caused the lung to shrivel, that's just like a person doing it, and the animal's a trefa. Now we have a story about this. Rabbi Chana, have a causal madbara. Rabbi Chana was going in the desert. Ashkachanu dechoy did some created who? He found male rams. Their lungs were shriveled up. Also, Shalbim Joshua came to Beis Medrash asking them, what am I supposed to do? Amrulay told him, there's a way to check to see if it shriveled bidei shemayim or bidei adam. How do we do this? So, bekaita, if it's the summer, I see mishachli chivare, bring white pottery. That's because it remains cool. And umalin umay kariri, fill it with cold water. Vanchinu meis la'es, place these lungs inside. Meis la'es is the Gemara's terminology for 24 hours. I hajin brion, if they go back to the original state of nice, healthy, non-shriveled lungs, then bidei shemayim he, you know that this was bidei shemayim, ukshan is kosher, v'yuloy, but if they don't go back to the original state, trefa, then you know the animal's a trefa because it happened to be bidei adam. Now, besisva, if it's the winter, so then asim mishichle shichume, bring black pottery, that's because it's not so cool and you don't want the water to be cool, and melinu maya pshure, fill it with warmer water, v'anchinu meis la'es, leave the lungs inside for 24 hours, ihajabari kshera, if it goes back to its original state, then it's kosher, v'yuloy, trefa, if not, then it's a trefa. On to the next case of the Mishnah, hagludo, the skin's peeled off of it. That was machlokes. Something more tells us, Tanur Bana, we have a brisa, hagluda, if its skin is peeled off, or mayor machshir acham paislim, and require hate a lazar safra of yechem ben good gada, al gluda shapsula, they already give edos that gluda, if its skin is peeled off, it's pasul. Now, Amr Shimon Elazar, Rav Shimon Elazar says, chazar by Rameir was chayzer from what he said. Nothing more just asked on this, Michal, Rav Shimon Elazar, polygram mayor by gluda. That's mashma, the corner of Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Meir argues by gluda, because by the mere fact that Rav Shimon Elazar had said, their Rav Meir was chayzer and ended up agreeing to the chachamim, so that means that at one point in time he did agree. Now, the reason why that's a problem is because by the time you have a brisa, our Rav Shimon Elazar, Lonechler, Meir Racham, Al Gluda Shapsula, their man, Lachamim, don't argue regarding Gluda, it is possible. And Ukvar Hey, Rabbi Shai, Benosh, Rabbi Yehuda, Habaisem, Lefine, Rabbi Kiva, Mishum, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Shai, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, who sold Besamim, gave Eidos in front of Rabbi Kiva, in the name of Rabbi Tarfin, Al Gluda Shapsula, regarding Gluda, that it's possible. Now, if I'm Shtar by Kasala Ksheira, even if the size of a Sala of skin is left, then it's Kusher, because it's going to regenerate, as we're going to see in the next Gemara. Bottom line is, we're asking a question of Shimon Elazar. It seems to be that we have a stira in Divrei Shimon Elazar. Does he hold Rav Meir once upon a time had machlokes with the Chum regarding this or no? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak answers, my loy nechalku. What does that mean? They don't argue in this brass that we just quoted. Loy amad Rav Meir machlokusai. He means to say that Rav Meir did not remain in his machlokes. Dahainu, yes, he did once upon a time argue, but he was chayzer. He didn't remain in his machlokes, and he ended up agreeing to the chachamim. So we continue discussing this. Amar Meir, who just stated im nishtar by kesela kshera. If a cell's worth of skin was remaining, so it's kosher. That's because it's going to be able to regenerate. Now the question is, hecha, where does the skin have to be? So we have a number of different opinions. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuley tells us, Apanei HaShedra Kula, this strip of skin has to run across the entire Shedra, and then it's going to regenerate, and it's fine. Now, Yibayilu, that's the final question. Da'arch v'katin, d'chi mitzar f'lei havakasela. Does that mean that this remaining strip of skin could be very long and extremely thin, and when you combine it, you roll it up, you'll see that it's the size of a sela, and that'd be a very big kula, obviously. Adilma, b'roich of sela, Apanei HaShedra Kula, maybe it means that there has to be a strip of skin, the width of a sela, running across the entire spine. So Tashma, we've attempted the raya, the parsha of Nerei, Mishmei de Shmuel, Nerei explained the name of Shmuel, Bereich of Kesela, Alpnei Kol HaShedra Kula, it has to be the width of a Sela across the entire Shedra. Now, Rav Rachanamer, he says, Rashi Prakim, it has to be on the Rashi Prakim, by all the joints of the animal, we have to have this skin. Whereas Rav Lazar ben Antigonus, Mishum Rav Lazar Rabiani Amar, he says, Makim Tiburai, has to be by the navel of the animal. So now the question is, according to all these Shitas, by Rabiani, Rabbi Shmuel, Nito Makim HaShedra, Vakulei Kayom, let's say there's a strip of skin missing from the entire Shedra, but the rest of the animal still has its skin on it. Or nitamakam tiburai v'kulei kayam. Let's say dafka, the skin by the navel, is missing, but the rest of the skin is there. Or nitla rashi prakim v'kulei kayam. Let's say by the rashi prakim, by all the joints, there's no skin there, but the rest of the animal does have skin. My, what's the din over there? Do we say that these places that we just mentioned on animal's body, that's the key, the core, that's where we have to have skin, and it could regenerate? generate from there. And if it doesn't have skin, actually, it's as if the animal has no skin, or maybe the whole thing is just a chiddush, that even if it's missing all of its skin and only has in this spot, it's still able to regenerate. But if it has on the rest of the body and not in this spot, that's still fine. And the Gemara concludes, teku. We continue with more shitas. Amar Rav, he tells us, kol ha'ar kuloi matzal begluda, that any skin anywhere on the animal is going to save it when it's gluda, when it has no skin, it got peeled away. Even if it has a little bit of skin somewhere, that's going to be able to regenerate and once again cover the animal, and so it would be fine. It wouldn't be possible. Chutz mi arbeis ha'prasos, except for the skin is by the hooves, that's not considered real skin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, afilu arbeis ha'prasos nami matzal, even the arbeis ha'prasos, even by the hooves, that skin would save it. But now, b'minei Rabasi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabasi asks this question of Rabbi Yochanan, arbeis ha'prasos mal shi'atzal b'gluda. What about if the only skin that it has left is completely peeled and stripped away, but it has the ar, the hide, the skin right by the hooves? What about that? So Amalei told him, matzal, yeah, it does save the animal. So Amalei, he responded back to Rabbi Yochanan, limatan Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us in the Mishnah, elishar sein kibsaron, the following things, their skin is just like their flesh, which means that even though it's technically skin, it still has the din of meat or of flesh, and one of those things is arbeis ha'prasos. So we see that the hide or the skin that's by the hooves, that actually is the din of meat, and it's not really considered skin, so how could you say that it's matzal the animal? Amalei, so he told Ravasi, al takni teini shablashin yachanan nishay noisa, don't upset me or go against me with this, because that Mishnah is being taught according to Lashon Yachid, just like he won Shita, the time, because we have a brass that tells us, Hashachas Oila, if somebody shachts an Oila, and his machshava is as follows, Lahakter Kizayas Ma'arshal Tachas Oalya, Chutzlam Kaimai, that he's going to burn a Kizayas of the skin, which is underneath the tail, outside of the proper place where it's allowed to be burned, basically outside the base of Mikdash, Pasol Vain Bakaris, the carbon is Pasol, but there's not going to be Karis for somebody eating from it, Chutzlas Mana, if his machshava is that he's going to burn it beyond the proper time, so Pigol, Vachayavan of Karis, this animal is now Pigol, and one would be Chayav Karis for eating it, and so we see that this tiny hole, that skin underneath the tail, is considered like basar, it's considered like meat. That's why the animal would be either pusel or pigle in the case of chutzlas manoi. Now the Brass continues, Elazar ben Yehuda ish ivlim, amar mishom Rabbi Yaakov, v'chein hayer b'shem ben Yehuda, ish kfar ikos oimer, that's Rabbi Gersa, he says, mishom Rabbi Shemen, that echad ar beis ha'prasos, v'echad ar ha'roish shel egal arach, v'echad ar shel tachas o'alya, that whether we're talking about skin that's by the hooves, or skin that's by the head of a young calf, or skin that's underneath the tail, kol shemar chum gabe toma, elazar sein kibsaron, anything the chum said in regards to toma, that their hide, their skin, is just like flesh, it's considered meat. And that's including arbeis habayshes, which is basically by the private area of a female animal. So in regards to any of these iris, these skins, if the machshava is chutzlam kaimai, pasol ve'imbekaris, the carbon's pasol, and there's no kares, chutzlas manai, if the machshava was, he's going to do it beyond the proper time frame, pigol v'chayavan ol kares, the carbon's considered pigol, and if one eats a gazayas of meat from it, so there is chayav kares. Bottom line is that we see that it's only according to one man to Amar that all these skins that were mentioned, including arbeis habayshes, are considered like the basar, the flesh of the animal, but all other man to Amar hold, they're not considered like the flesh of the animal, so therefore don't ask me a question from that Mishnah, which is just Das Yachid. That's why I, Rabbi Yochanan, am able to say that even if there's just arbeis ha'prasos left over, the animal is matzel, it's not considered like it's a gluda, and it's still kosher. We're going to stop for the day and go on to discuss treifas in birds, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.